Well, I told you it was going to happen. After the Orlando shooting, ACLU attorney blames Christians for Orlando attack. We talked about this before in a previous video, but, you know, they're going to use this event for two things. One, they're going to come after Christians. Number two, they're going to come after the Second Amendment. Here's Rolling Stone. Why it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. He says, but sometimes we just have to acknowledge that the founders and the Constitution are wrong. This is one of those times. We need to say loud and clear the Second Amendment must be repealed. So they're using this situation in Orlando as propaganda to come after the Second Amendment and disarm Americans, which is exactly what Hillary Clinton wants. In the face of yet another mass shooting, now is the time to acknowledge a profound but obvious truth. The Second Amendment is wrong for this country and needs to be jettisoned. The Second Amendment needs to be repealed because it is outdated, a threat to liberty, and a suicide pact. Really. He says, when the Second Amendment was written, the founders didn't have to weigh the risks of one man killing 49 and injuring 53 all by himself. Well, do you know why? Because as soon as that man would have killed the first person, he would have been shot by somebody else. Because everybody was armed. If everybody's armed and somebody starts shooting people, he's going to get shot by somebody else and taken out. It's absolutely ridiculous. Disarming all the good guys and leaving the bad guys with the guns, that makes a lot of sense. He says the liberty of some to own guns cannot take precedence over the liberty of everyone to live their lives free from risk of being easily murdered. It has for too long, and we must now say no more. Then he says, this is absolutely ridiculous. He says, just think of what would happen in the Orlando nightclub Saturday night if there had been many others armed. In a crowded, dark, loud dance club, after the shooter began firing, imagine if those others took out their guns and started firing back. Yes, maybe they would have killed the shooter. But how would anyone else have known what exactly was going on? How would it not have developed into mass confusion and fear followed by a large-scale shootout without anyone knowing who was the good guy with the gun, who was the bad guy with the gun, and who was just caught in the middle? The death toll could have been much higher if more people were armed. This guy's an absolute idiot. So, instead of everybody being armed and being able to take out some idiot with a gun shooting people, you know, after he shoots the first person, they could take him out, basically. He wants everybody to be, you know, fish in a barrel, nobody armed, but the bad guys. They can go in and shoot whoever they want. You can't defend yourself. Ridiculous. He says, the Second Amendment must be repealed, and it is the essence of American democracy to say so. Whatever. It's my responsibility to protect myself and my family. And, you know, that's why the Second Amendment is there, so you can protect yourself. If you take away the Second Amendment, you're just taking away guns from law-abiding citizens. The bad guys are still going to have the guns. So, let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And I did a video recently on, you know, should Christians be armed? I'll leave a link to that in the description below. Yes, the Bible does say that as a Christian, you should own a weapon. So yeah, be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.